Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. This is the Morning Mindset from LiveBuildChange.com. Just a quick plug here. If you are at all interested in thinking through and discovering how God might want to use you, now listen carefully here, how he might want to use you to build a business, maybe part-time, maybe full-time, that can not only support your family, but that can also fuel a heart of generosity in you that enables causes around the world that God wants to see funded or fueled, you might want to check out LiveBuildChange.com. That's what I'm working toward there. And this morning mindset is all focused on the live part, which is live your faith. You can't live your faith if your mind isn't right, if you're not believing the truth. And I think it's important enough. I'm bringing a 5-minute reminder of truth every single morning of the year because it's the foundation of any of those kinds of changes I talked about regarding a business or anything else. Your mindset matters every single day. Today, I want to start looking at a different passage than we've looked at before. This is in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1. So if you're able to turn in a Bible or on a Bible app to look at it, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, we're going to begin looking at verse 20. And the Apostle Paul is writing to these people in a town called Corinth. They're believers in Jesus Christ. They're people who have seen the significance of what it means that Christ forgives their sins and gives them a new life. But they're struggling. They're just like you and me. They're having some hard times. And if you read the letter to the Corinthians, you'll see there were some pretty drastic, ugly things they were dealing with as a group. But here in verse 20, Paul highlights something that I think it's important for us to recognize. He says in verse 20, "Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe?" And a scribe in their day was someone who transcribed the word of God by hand. And so they knew a lot about the word of God. He's saying, where is the debater of this age? Okay, so the ones who get into debates, you could think of, you know, Fox News or MSNBC or CNN, you know, people debate. He's saying, where are all those people? He says, has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. Now, what is all that about? Well, Paul is saying that the things we see in this world that we typically call wise, the people we typically look to as quote-unquote experts, are not really all that wise because all that quote-unquote wisdom they have and all that expertise that they supposedly have has not led them to the knowledge of God. It has not led them to know God. You know, they may know a lot about their particular niche or field. They may know a lot about politics, or they may know a lot about building a business. But if that wisdom has not led them to a knowledge of God, the one who created all things, the one who is behind every heartbeat and every inhalation and exhalation of their lungs, they've missed the boat. Their wisdom has amounted to nothing for them in eternal sense. And he's saying, so God is pleased through the folly of what we preach to make himself known. And he's not saying that preaching the gospel is a foolish thing. What he's saying is to the people of the world who count themselves to be wise, it appears to be a folly. It appears to be foolish because they don't get it. And what I'm here to say to you this morning is this. Are you putting too much stock in sources of worldly wisdom? Are you too embroiled in politics? And hear me carefully. I don't think it's a bad thing for Christians to be involved in politics. I think we should be there. But oftentimes we get so caught up in things like politics, this isn't only about politics, that's all we talk about. It's all we think about. It's all we care about. When as believers in Jesus Christ, there is so much more that we should be talking about because the world needs it. The world needs the knowledge of God. And as you look at your day, think, how can I be a vessel, a conduit of the knowledge of God to my sphere of influence today? I'm praying for you to be that today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.